Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a driven jungle bass wobble for old school D&B vibes. In this one, we're not just making a bass sound wobble for the sake of it. We're making a bass that moves with the breakbeat, leaves space for the snare, and brings that classic jungle tension that feels dark, rude, and alive. Think call and response. Think movement. Think something that sits under chop drums and atmospheric layers without getting in the way. We're going to keep it simple, use only stock Ableton devices, and build something that's absolutely usable in a real track. If you're a beginner, that's perfect, because the goal here is not to overcomplicate the patch. The goal is to make a bass that grooves. First, set your project tempo to 170 BPM. That instantly puts us in proper jungle and drum and bass territory. Create a MIDI track for the bass, an audio track for your breakbeat or drums, and if you want, a return track with some reverb. You can also add an atmosphere track later for things like vinyl crackle, rain, or a dark pad. But for now, keep it clean and focused. The most important relationship in this lesson is the one between the bass and the drums. Before touching the synth, loop your breakbeat for 2 bars and listen closely to where the snare lands. Ask yourself, where can the bass speak without masking the snare? That question matters a lot in jungle. A strong bass line is not just about tone. It's about rhythm and placement. Now load Operator onto your bass track. Operator is a great choice because it's simple, stable, and beginner-friendly. Start with oscillator and choose a saw or square wave. Keep the level sensible so nothing clips too early. Then turn on the filter and set it to a low-pass mode. Add a little resonance, but not too much. We want the bass to feel focused, not squeaky. For a darker starting point, keep the cutoff fairly low. For something with a bit more wobble character, open it a little higher. Don't worry about making it sound amazing yet. This is just the raw source. The movement comes later. Now write a simple 2-bar MIDI pattern. Keep it minimal. Seriously, less is more here. Start with maybe 3 to 5 notes total across the 2 bars. Try one long root note, then a shorter answering note later in the bar, then maybe a variation in the 2nd bar. Leave space around the snare hits. If your drum break is busy, the bass doesn't need to be busy too. In fact, one of the reasons jungle bass hits so hard is because it knows when not to play. A good beginner phrase might be a long note in the 1st half of the bar, then a shorter hit in the 2nd half. Then in bar 2, repeat the idea but maybe shift the rhythm slightly. That gives you a nice call and response feel. If you want more movement, you can use the root note and the 5th, or move up an octave for 1 hit. Just keep it controlled. Now for the wobble. The simplest way to do this is with automation. Press it to show automation, then automate the filter cutoff on operator. Draw movement across the bar so the cutoff opens and closes rhythmically. A classic beginner pattern is to keep it more closed in the 1st half of a bar, then open it in the 2nd half, then pull it back before the next snare. If you want a tighter wobble, move the cutoff more often, maybe every 8th note. If you want a more old-school sway, keep it slower, around quarter note movement. This is a really important point. In jungle, the wobble should feel intentional, not constant. You want it to breathe with the breakbeat, not smear over everything. Next, let's add grit. This is where the sound starts feeling like proper old-school D&B instead of a clean synth patch. Add saturator after operator and give it a small amount of drive. Start gently, maybe 3 to 6 dB, and use soft clip if needed. The idea is to bring out harmonics so the bass reads on smaller speakers and has that rugged edge. If you want even more attitude, try adding overdrive or drum bus after that, but keep it subtle. We're not trying to destroy the sound. We're trying to add bite. If the bass starts sounding harsh or loses its note, back off and use EQ8 to clean it up. A little cut around the muddy low mid area can help. And if the top gets too sharp, gently tame it there too. The low end itself should stay strong and stable. Now let's talk about the sub and the wobble, because this is a big part of making bass sound professional in D&B. The sub should stay clean and mono. The wobble or mid layer can be more aggressive. A beginner-friendly way to do this is to duplicate the bass track. On one track, low pass the sound so it behaves like a sub. On the other, high pass it so you keep only the mid-range movement. For the sub layer, keep it simple. Make sure it's mono. Keep it smooth and don't overdo the distortion. For the wobble layer, this is where the automation, saturation, and character live. That split gives you a lot more control. The sub can stay solid while the wobble does all the talking. That's exactly the kind of balance you want under breaks and atmospheres. If you don't want to split it into layers yet, that's fine. You can still get a good result with one track and some smart EQ. But if you do split it, you'll immediately hear why it helps. The bass gets clearer, cleaner, and much easier to manage in a mix. Now add some compression if needed, but keep it light. In drum and bass, the bass should feel controlled, not crushed. A gentle compressor with a low ratio, a moderate attack, and a medium release can help the bass sit with the drums. If you want a classic ducking feel, sidechain it slightly from the kick or the main drum transient. Just don't overdo it, especially if your breakbeat is already pumping naturally. Use utility as well. It's a simple but powerful tool. You can set the low layer to mono, adjust gain between layers, and check how the bass behaves in a narrower format. Always listen to the bass at lower volume too. If it still feels strong when turned down, that's usually a good sign. If it disappears, you probably need more mid-range character or better balance. Now let's bring in the atmosphere, because this lesson sits in the atmosphere's world just as much as it sits in bass design. Add a vinyl crackle, rain sample, dark room tone, or a soft ambient pad. Then process it so it stays out of the bass area. High pass it with EQ8, maybe around 200 to 400 Hz, so it doesn't fight the sub. If you want depth, add some reverb, but keep it tasteful. This is where the mood of the track starts to come alive. The bass doesn't need to exist alone. It needs a scene around it. A rude bass under a misty atmospheric bed is very classic jungle energy. The contrast between the gritty low end and the spacious top layer makes the whole thing feel bigger and more cinematic. Now think about arrangement. Jungle and D&B usually work best when the bass changes over time. If it loops too long without any variation, the energy flattens out. So build a four-bar idea. In the first two bars, keep the wobble more filtered and restrained. In the next two bars, open it up more, add a bit more drive, and maybe make one note longer or slightly more aggressive. You can also add a short silence before a key hit, or a quick cutoff drop before the next phrase. Little changes like that make a huge difference. A really useful trick is to use bass as a transition tool. Automate the cutoff down before a new section, then let the next phrase open up hard. That contrast creates lift. It gives the listener a sense that something is building, even if the arrangement is still simple. If you want to go a step further, freeze and flatten the track or resample the bass to audio. This is a classic jungle workflow. Once it's audio, you can chop it, reverse it, and use it like part of the break. That opens up a lot of creative options for fills, rewinds, and transition moments. Let's quickly cover a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the low end too wide. Keep the sub mono. Don't drown the sound in distortion too early. Add grit gradually. Don't write too many notes. Jungle bass often hits harder when it leaves space. Don't let it fight the snare. Place the notes around the drums, not on top of them. And don't overcompress it. The rhythm needs some dynamic contrast to feel alive. Here are a few pro-level ideas you can try once the basic patch is working. Add subtle pitch movement on one note at the end of a bar. Layer a quiet restyle tone under the main bass, but keep it low and high passed so it doesn't muddy the mix. Automate resonance a little during phrase peaks for a sharper, more even tone. And if you want more tension, use tiny gaps before important hits. Silence can make the return feel way heavier. For a quick practice exercise, set the tempo to 170 BPM, load operator and make a simple low bass tone. Write 3 to 5 notes over 2 bars. Automate the filter cutoff so it opens and closes once per bar. Add saturator with a small amount of drive, then EQ8 to clean up any muddiness. Loop a chopped break underneath it and listen to how the bass and snare interact. Add one atmosphere sample like rain or vinyl noise, high pass it, and then make one small variation in bar 2. Maybe a longer note, a half bar silence, or a more open cutoff. Bounce it and listen back at low volume. If you remember one big idea from this lesson, make it this. In jungle and drum and bass, bass wobble is not just a sound. It's a rhythmic arrangement tool. Keep it tight, keep it dark, and make it move with the drums. Now go build that rude little bassline.